Folklore of the Stones, Men and Toll. The Men and Toll standing stones appear to sit lonely on a Cornish moor, not far from Land's End and the town of Penzance. They were once part of a much larger prehistoric landscape, and like similar-aged monuments, they have attracted their share of speculation as to their origins, and of course, folk tales. These days, the Men and Toll consists of two upright granite pillars facing each other, and between them is a large granite ring big enough for a person to crawl through. It has been suggested that this arrangement of the stones may not be original. The granite pillars may have been part of an assemblage of pillars set out in the shape of a circle, as is common with sites from the early to middle Bronze Age. What isn't common and almost unique is the donut-shaped stone that may have been placed in the centre of the circle. The Men and Toll's original purpose has been lost to time. It has been associated with the Druids, but there is a discrepancy of a few thousand years between when the stones were erected and the time of the Druids. But what we do know about are the local folk customs and stories that have grown up around them. I first became aware of the folk customs of Men and Toll over 20 years ago when I moved to the now small ex-fishing village of St. Ives, which is just a short drive away. I can remember listening with interest to my friend who was recounting them to me, and I knew I had to pay the stones a visit. The folklore surrounding Men and Toll is actually rather positive when compared to the story in the first of the series of Folklore of the Stones. In that blog post, I wrote about how the devil turned a wedding party who dared to dance on a Sunday into stone. According to local legend and indeed practices, the stones of Men and Toll are said to hold healing qualities. When antiquarian William Borlas visited the site in 1749, he was told by a local farmer that the middle circular stone was used by people to cure pains in their backs and limbs by passing themselves through the hole 9 times sunward. And it was this custom that led to the central stone becoming known as the Crick Stone. The farmer that William Borlas spoke to also told of parents bringing their children to the stones to cure them of rickets, which is a nasty ailment causing skeletal deformities in the young. It is doubtful that passing through a hole in a granite rock would suffice as a cure, but desperate times call for desperate measures. And as parents without modern medical care, anything had to be worth a try. Now, if any of our female readers are thinking about visiting, they should take care not to do so on a full moon. Another local custom is if a woman who is wanting to become pregnant should pass through the quickstone 7 times backwards on a full moon, and from this she would surely be with child. My favourite story about Men and Toll has to be about its piskie, a sort of Cornish pixie. It seems this piskie is seen as both good and evil. In some stories, the piskie is the one who observes those who are passing through the crickstone to either be cured or to become pregnant and supplies the magic to cure them and, I suppose, impregnate them. If, that is, the correct actions are carried out. But the pesky pixie can also have a bit of a dark side. One poor woman who had her baby taken from her by the pisky and replaced with a changeling had taken the fae child to the stone and upon passing the babe through had her own child returned to her. Personally though, I might have thought about keeping the magic pixie child.